I think we're clicking in at the right time. I got a slight echo. I'll get rid of that. And then I'll be able to hear myself correctly. The mixer. Here we are. Let me just fix that. Yay. Okay. I should say good evening to RBN listeners. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name, and we're here today on this Halloween Saturday, the 31st day of October, 2020. Halloween, and it's also day 223 of the running on and off lockdown. But where are we? Yes, we're into a total lockdown now for another month in Britain, in England. We're ready in Wales here. We've had to have a two-week one, which ends on the 9th of November. But now we're going to the entire month of November is a lockdown in England. All pubs closed, most restaurants, etc., etc. And Boris Johnson, mealy-mouthed crap speech on television saying, oh, this is priority, this priority. He was telling all his friends that he wouldn't have another lockdown. And these sage cretins, medical statisticians, well, they're not statisticians anyway. They wouldn't be allowed into any statistician's profession. The crap they're dealing out. And the decisions they are making based on speculative figures about the infection rate, which does not matter. So many truthful sciences out there, science has stated that it's the outbreak that matters, and then do people need hospitalizations? Well, they think that if the people isolate the spreading, the virus won't stop moving. It won't stop moving. That's what viruses do. And again, they're lying about the death rate. And anybody who dies with a trace of COVID, that's a COVID death, which is a barefaced lie. I mean, this is big pharma propaganda on a shocking level. I've never seen a country, well, so many of them are hijacked with crap information. Absolutely crap. And then they're stating that at Christmas, even if the lockdown is stood down on December 2nd, that the rule of six will apply to households. And the Metropolitan Police saying that they're prepared to go into people's houses on Christmas Day and check the numbers. I mean, is this George Orwell's 1984? The answer is yes. Yes, it is. But that's the kind of crap we're involved with here in Britain. It's just it's sick beyond words. Truly, truly sick. But just reading, looking at the piece on the BBC and reading the Daily Mail, I'll just read some extracts from it for you. The way they're putting it up. Let's see, have I got Daily Mail? I'll go back and pull it up directly. But Johnson was known to be disagreeing with the scientists, these hacks, medical hacks put in position by Big Pharma. That's basically who they are, Valance and Witty, the Chuckle Brothers, as they call them on the UK column. And I have a piece, I don't have it here today, I did it for pastor of a church I know, but we had an incident in Cardiff there during the week, where last Sunday week actually, where police broke into a Bible church, well, marched into a Bible church, and sneeringly said, sorry to break up the party, but you got to shut it down. And that's the first time that happened in Britain, as I say, since Alex Thompson, a well, first researcher, said possibly in several hundred years since the monasteries were closed down by was it King Henry, but just pulling up something here. The I could have wept, it was so awful. The moment Boris lost his battle against lockdown, when he was told dead bodies will be stored on ice rings, and head of the NHS warned 4,000 deaths a week. That is total rubbish. Total. I mean, just does not know his way around these facts at all. And there's another header saying, what you can and can't do under new lockdown. Pubs, shops, restaurants, hairdressers, leisure centres will be closed, but construction sites will stay open. Well, I don't know how the guys are going to get their food on the construction sites in London, etc. But it is disgraceful. I mean, it's the systematic wreckage of an economy about a virus that is no more dangerous than a severe winter flu. The winter flu of 2017-18, I say again, was 20 times, 21 times more destructive and damaging. But the lies they're telling on the BBC website, lies, 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 propaganda and crap. And the aggro against the BBC on multiple levels are just a propaganda for the New World Order, totally. And they're censoring news and lying. I mean, it's nearly as bad as CNN now. It's shocking. Shocking, shocking, shocking. And this Rishi Sunak, who is the Chancellor of the Exchequer, who's a multimillionaire, and he's married to a billionaire's daughter. Does he know what it's like to be short of money? But as of today, they've extended the furlough money 80% for the month of November. Really. But they said this faint, exhausted, many predict Rishi Sunak will be the next PM, Prime Minister. But a new biography by Lord Ashcroft reveals 18 hours a day battles with COVID crisis has pushed him to the limit. Well, I don't know what pressure he's under. He got every aspect of assistance as Chancellor of the Exchequer and thousands of staff to do anything to do, and they call that pressure. These people don't know what pressure or stress is. They've never been unheard in their lives, but they're like the snowflakes of the generation we have to put up with. But another heading here, just flicking through the Daily Mail, to tomorrow morning's heading headlines. Award-winning Yorkshire radio presenter Julie Donaldson dies from coronavirus aged 50 after putting up an incredibly brave fight. Well, I wonder what other conditions she had. They're not. I'm looking through the article. They don't say that. But there's a land of fear and twitching curtains. Dan Hodges reveals a visit to Wales after its left-wing leader plunged into another lockdown. And we've got Mark Drakeford, who is a hardcore lefty, who took over as the first Minister of Wales. That's a regional government in Britain. Scotland has a regional government as well, and as is Northern Ireland. But they're all playing games that they know more about this than anybody else and trying to just pick fights with Boris Johnson. Intertwined with all these news headlines here, we have the fact that Sean Connery has died. Shocking, 90. It's truly sad to see the last photographs of him. Bond, James Bond. But that's certainly a major part of my life. That's the first Goldfinger film. That was impressive, very impressive the way it was made, but nobody comes close to playing that part since him, that's for sure. So it's fair to say that. And then we had the Labour Party, ex-Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn, kicked out of the Labour Party by Keir Starmer, the new leader, because of the inquiry into anti-Semitic behaviour in the Labour Party. Keir Starmer was formerly the Director of Public Prosecutions, and he's known to be very close to the security services. So he's carrying out their bidding, of little doubt, of this master plan to have the likes of the Deep State and the Common Purpose people. I've certainly to do a program there for a long time. Brian Gerrish has done major documentaries on Common Purpose. They're like woodworm in society, change agents, and they're absolute wreckers in local government and the NHS, and their activities are very visible in this COVID lockdown. They're delighted, and the left are delighted with this COVID outbreak and the incompetence of government. They love it. They think it's revenge on society that they could possibly perpetrate. That's the attitude of the left to this COVID-19. That in both America and in Britain, this is the way they think. But today we've quite a few, 9 or 10 actually, audios to play. But I suppose we should keep up, first of all, with Trump's campaign. And Ken has there, we're 2:11 now. Well, we're in wintertime here, by the way. I had an hour earlier start today. It's wintertime. Summer, the United States goes to wintertime back 1 hour next week. But we'll raise the temperature a bit with Trump and Nigel Farage. Oh, the stuff I sent you today, Ken, Nigel Farage at the Arizona Trump rally. Have you got that one there? It's quite short, 3.5 minutes. Okay. Nigel Farage at the Arizona Trump rally.
People say one of the most powerful men in Europe, Nigel Farage.
Is that on the list? You look at the list, yep.
Come on up, Nigel.
Hello.
He's a very non-controversial person.
Nigel Farage speaking on behalf of Trump at his rally in Arizona.
He's very shy.
You got that one?
Oh, I'm not controversial and shy compared to you. I've got to say, 4 years ago, I was honoured to come to America to bring the Brexit message, the message that you can beat the establishment. And that is what Donald Trump did. He beat the pollsters, he beat the media, he beat all the predictions. And here's the worst bit, they've never forgiven him for it. They've never, ever forgiven him. They have spent 4 years trying to delegitimize him. 4 years of the Russia hoax. 4 years of a false impeachment. Most human beings under that barrage would have given up. This is the single most resilient and bravest person I have ever met in my life.
Thank you very much.
And when you vote next week, you are not just voting for who the President of the United States of America is, vital though that question may be. You are voting for the leader of the free world. You are voting for the only current leader in the free world who has got the guts to stand up and fight for the nation state, to fight for patriotism, to fight against globalism. You'll be voting for the only leader in the Western world with the real courage to stand up to the Chinese Communist Party. You'll be voting for decency, plain speaking, and a man who in 4 years hasn't just cut your taxes, hasn't just improved the economy, but a man who right now is bringing Israel together with Arab nations in a way that nobody ever believed was possible. And that's what he's done, and I wish you Godspeed. I really do.
Wow, thank you. Thank you, Nigel. That's something. Wow, thank you. I'm glad I called him up. Thank you very much, Nigel. That's something. He's responsible for a lot of things that have happened over in Europe. Very positive things, too. Thank you very much.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? a voice of truth in a sea of lies, do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
With just 4 days until the election, President Trump is kicking his campaign into overdrive, crisscrossing the country, holding multiple rallies in crucial states. And today was a 3-state sprint across the upper Midwest. And I was lucky enough to tag along for each leg of the ride. Almost didn't make it to the studio tonight. It was wild. The whirlwind tour started in Waterford Township, about 40 miles north of Detroit in Michigan. Now, this is a heavily Democrat county that Hillary Clinton won by more than 8 points in 2016. But today, you would have sworn that this was the heart of MAGA country.
For years, you had a president who apologized for America. Now you have a president who is standing up for America and standing up for the great people of Michigan.
Here we are in Michigan. The crowd is a hearty crowd. Look at them. They're still up there. They've been here, some of them, since 6 a.m. It's about 10 degrees with a wind chill, but nobody's leaving. The president's still speaking. You can see him in the background there.
We didn't care about elections before Trump. Now we care. We care a lot. We have to have Trump. We love Trump.
We love him. We love him. We're keeping him. We're keeping him for 4 more years.
When we win, Michigan wins. When we win, America wins. And that's what I want. That's all I want.
Why are you supporting Trump?
He's a candidate for life, and he supports Christians, especially Chaldean Christians. We love you, President Trump.
And he's a candidate for America.
Catholics for Trump. My parents came here 40 years ago from Iraq legally, and we support Donald J. Trump.
Why do you like Trump?
He follows through on all of his promises.
Does that mean he's a real politician?
We love that he's not.
Now, even in near freezing temperatures, you couldn't sense that anything but excitement and energy was in the air. But Joe Biden was on the trail at the same time as Trump's Michigan rally, and he, too, was making his final plea to the voters, though I'm not sure his closing message made a lot of sense.
I'll mobilize a true international effort to stop China's abuses.
Yikes. Okay. Well, back to President Trump. after the first rally ended, we packed up, boarded Air Force Two on our way to Green, well, Air Force One is a smaller plane, on the way to Green Bay, Wisconsin. Now, right off the flight, I caught up with the commander-in-chief for just a quick temperature check.
In Green Bay, Wisconsin, look at this crowd. It's massive. What does it make you feel like?
It's very exciting. There's a lot of love, and we look forward to it, Laura. It's great to have you.
All right. We look forward to it.
Now, that message of confidence and trust in the people of Wisconsin was echoed by his chief of staff, Mark Meadows.
What do you think? You're going to take Wisconsin again?
We're going to take Wisconsin. If the people of Wisconsin vote their values, vote their prosperity, they're going to vote for Donald J. Trump. Unbelievable crowd, unbelievable day. And here's what we also know is if you go around this crowd, these are hardworking Americans. They're the people that do the vast majority of the living and dying in our country. And quite frankly, they're the ones that matter most. And so we're here to ask them for their vote and ultimately hopefully bring it home on November 3rd.
Now, the iconic football city of Green Bay is nestled in a county that Trump won by nearly 11 points in 2016. And Trump's appearance here was clearly a call to action. And he even got a boost from a Packers legend.
I also want to thank a legendary champion and a Green Bay Packer personified Hall of Famer, Brett Favre, for his endorsement. He's a tough guy. He's great. But 2 days ago, I saw that he endorsed me, and I just want to thank him. He's a hell of a champion.
But it wasn't just the famous people, the faces. The folks in Wisconsin are clear-eyed about what they want, and it's a second Trump term.
So the biggest applause lines were taking on China, getting back to our normal lives after COVID, and jobs, keeping jobs in this country. People, I think here in Wisconsin, it's all about the economy.
All right, girls, why are you here?
And they President Trump.
Why not Joe Biden?
Phony Sleepy Joe? I'm sorry, I can't vote for a president really who doesn't even know what he's talking about.
So
I can't.
That the people here think you're 17
we run the president that gets things done.
Why not Joe Biden?
Because he's a loser, and I believe in America and democracy and freedom.
All right, who's going to win Wisconsin?
If you can believe it, after his second marathon rally of the day, the president made his way to Rochester, Minnesota. Now, the story at that event was the disgusting and frankly transparent effort by Democratic leaders here in this state to limit Trump's fans from coming out to see him. They capped the event at 250. Now, this is outdoors at an airport. Okay. Now, while Governor Tim Walz and Attorney General Keith Ellison, they did their best to try to blunt the president's momentum. Guess what? Didn't work.
These are the people who were not allowed by Governor Walz to actually enter the rally. Look at how long it goes. These people were not allowed to come in. So the president actually came out to see them.
Show this governor something.
I love you.
Amen. 25,000 people disenfranchised.
Shannon.
Get out and vote. Okay?
Yeah,
there's your Wilson.
Come over and say hello.
Thank you very much.
Four more years.
What a moment. Now, after losing this once deep blue state to Hillary Clinton by about a point and a half in 2016, President Trump is looking to close the deal in a state that has not gone Republican, as he said a couple of times today, since 1972. Now, based on the enthusiasm that I saw there tonight, I would not bet against him. And I know I'm going out there on a limb, but this was unbelievable. The polls have Trump behind in all three of the states he campaigned in today. But are they missing something? Now, they certainly don't seem to capture what I saw at the rallies. And maybe it's just anecdotal, but I've been in politics for 30 years. I've never seen anything like this. Never. Not for Obama, not Clinton, not Bush, and not even President Reagan. Just have never seen anything like it. Now, you felt this way before, too. I know some of you did 4 years ago. And I can tell you that, again, based on what I'm seeing, if you had to ask me, I had to gun to my head, I'd have to say it felt like 2016 all over again.
All right, we are in Custer, South Dakota at the Buffalo Roundup, and we have the pleasure of speaking with Governor Kristi Noem. Thank you so much for having us. It's been beautiful getting to visit your state. Out of that wonderful ride that we just did.
Well, we're so glad you're here. This is a big event in South Dakota. We're very proud of it. And we usually have about 20,000 people here. I mean, that's what we have, if not a little bit more. They get to see really the best day in South Dakota. I love it. It's great to have state visitors. I'm glad we had good weather.
Yeah, it's been incredible. It's my first time here. I love the outdoors, so I was just like, amazing and really cool. And I think that's why we see a lot of people talking about South Dakota, and I see in our market in the D.C. area, your ads coming up for coming to travel to South Dakota. It's been all over the place, and it's really nice to see that. So now we get to see it first.
Yeah, you're in Custer State Park, which is a beautiful state park, and Mount Rushmore's, you know, 15-20 minutes. Did you? Good. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. So really, you know, South Dakota is a small state, and a lot of times people didn't really know what we had to offer. So I'm just glad that you could show me. And for years, I said I believe South Dakota is a small state. And that's really what I'm talking about.
Wonderful. Why don't we start with the background? Everyone knows it's important to talk about a long time, but I want to ask a little bit differently of you. On a ranch, cattling, all that type of stuff. But why don't you talk about your background for people who don't know already?
Sure. So I grew up on a farm with my family from the time I was real little. All I wanted to do was grow up and farm and ranch with my dad, who was a cowboy. So I was outside with him all the time. Our life changed quite a bit when he passed away when I was in college, and that's really when I took over the operation with my family. And we farmed together for decades. But being outdoors, hunter. She loved it. Her name was Grandma Doris, and so I learned that love. So it's just been a part of our life.
What's been your favorite nickname to partner so far?
Well, I always love archery. Elk hunting with my brothers. I haven't had to do it for a few years. We've been that's time away that you can't ever really get back.
And we're at the point right now where they're starting to bugle in close by, right?
Yes.
I was told that they're bugling close by.
We're getting into a time right here where a lot of hunters are taking elk. In fact, here in the Black Hills, we've had several weeks of archery elk hunting already, and then rifle will start later on.
That's awesome. And you just posted a video to your social media account, which I'm not going to give you flack for because you actually did something really good, because we talk about like responsible recreation. I don't know if you've heard that term, but in the conservation kind of movement in outdoor space, we talk about recreating responsibly, and hunting falls in the confines of doing that. I don't know why people were giving you flack for doing that. It was really crazy.
Well, they
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You know, and I think people just don't understand our way of life.
Yeah.
Or maybe we're just looking for an opportunity to be critical. So,
right.
The one thing they could be critical of was my shooting. It took me three shots to take that bird down. Apparently, I have no pride left that I won't treat that. But that's why I said less COVID, more hunting. I haven't gotten the chance to be outdoors very much lately and could use some practice.
I mean, hey, that was the same for me. I got my first bird ever. My first animal was a pheasant. It was a pen race, too. And that's nothing wrong to be targeting pen race pheasants. And you guys actually have some of the best pheasant hunting here in the state. Can you talk a little bit about that? Why people should come to South Dakota for pheasant hunting?
Absolutely. This is the best place in the world, and people have known it for decades to come and enjoy pheasant hunting. I say it's the only state that actively celebrates shooting its state bird. But for us, it's time together. You know, pheasant hunting is a social day. You're out with people talking, walking the fields, looking at the stewardship that farmers and ranchers have on their land, and really understanding the habitat that it provides for our wildlife. So management is incredibly important, and you won't see people who love their land more than the people of South Dakota. In fact, I distinctly remember growing up, my dad always talking about, you don't sell land, Christy. God isn't making any more land. And for him, it was taking care of it so it would be around for his grandkids and great-grandkids, and that's really the heart of the people here.
Right, and that's the principle of conservation and not preservation.
Right.
Because I think the people get those two concepts confused. And then, I mean, we'll talk more about the political angle of that, but people think that if you're hunting or if you're using the land for many different uses, you're not conserving, you're just destroying, or you're doing this. And I think people have a terrible understanding of that kind of stewardship model. And what have you done in terms of promoting stewardship so far in your tenure as governor?
Well, a couple of things. So you're in the Black Hills, and when I was in Congress, wildfires in many other states, of people not taking care of and maintaining their forests. We do that here in the Black Hills, and I think we've got the most beautiful landscape of anywhere in the world because we've done exactly what we needed to do and conserve that area. As governor, I started a statewide habitat program that allowed landowners to participate in a program to put their marginal land, so their land that would be too wet, maybe have high salinity in it, into habitat grass that would help the wildlife, but also specific varieties of grass that would rebuild their soil, give it more nitrogen, give it more nutrients so that it could sustain crops into the future. So it was a win-win a program for our state, and it gave those landowners the opportunity to take that marginal acres out of production and really help our wildlife and our habitat as well.
And being obviously a conservative Republican, people do not think of people in the movement as being conservationists. Can you dispel that notion? Should we try to be more like that?
Yeah, I think it's silly, and I think that maybe us as conservatives just need to talk about it more, because we're doing it every day. We just don't tell our story very well. We have incredible opportunities to showcase that. A lot of the states that are the most beautiful, that you look across the landscape and see work being done to stop erosion, to stop wind damage, to help make sure that we're protecting our wildlife and outdoor way of life, is in Republican states. So, maybe we're just not being effective enough in talking about it and educating people about all the good work that's getting done. Mm-hmm.
That's very true. And I want to kind of switch it over to politics a little
sure.
bit. You've probably been following the Supreme Court nomination.
Yes, I have.
And it's really cool. I know you being very empowered as a conservative uh-huh. woman, you're probably excited to see a originalist, textualist woman be selected. Uh-huh. What are your thoughts on that? And do you think we're going to see that nominee cross the threshold?
Well, certainly. I think we should. We should follow precedent. And we have always followed this process. This should be no different. Many, many times before in an election year, the president has made their choice and they've been put into position. So, I think that's what needs to be clear to everyone, is that this administration's following exactly the same process that's been followed for generations.
And what advice do you have, since you have a few minutes left, do you have for women who are interested in running for office? Because I know you've probably been pummeled with questions about your future, but I figured you're living out this great lifestyle.
Yeah.
You're a governor. People are paying attention to you. You have risen your profile a lot.
Right.
What advice do you have for women out there, especially Republican or conservative women who want to possibly cross the threshold, run for office, run for governor, run for Congress? What is your thoughts on that? Do you want to see more of that?
I would tell them to say yes. Try it. You don't necessarily have to do it forever, but we need a diversity of voices at the table when we're debating policy. When you have different people and different perspectives around the table, you'll get better policy in place, better laws in place that work for families, that work for businesses, and really make sure that we're preserving what's great about America. So, that's, I think, what's scary for women a lot of times is they're already doing a lot of things. But just say yes and try it. Make a decision. I'll try it for a year. Try it for 2 years, one term. That doesn't mean you have to do it forever if it doesn't work. But you may find that you've got gifts and talents that you didn't know that you had, and that you're actually good at speaking for people that otherwise wouldn't have their voices heard.
And what's a final pitch for people who are curious about South Dakota, haven't visited yet, but what would you say to them?
Oh, just come. It's beautiful, but what's beautiful about South Dakota is our people. They're incredible. They work hard, they love their families, and they really are the best of America.
Okay, is that the end of that interview? Okay. That's the first. I'll just explain to the listeners. We're having technical problems today again, and it is Halloween. Maybe we're being attacked, but we're well set up to start the program. So today I'll be able to complete this hour on the phone, and then we have four, five, or six more good audios to play in the third hour, which Ken has. So if I get cut off, you have those to play, and we'll play them right through. But Kirsty Noem, that woman, without a doubt, I think we've found the person who will replace Donald Trump in 4 years' time, an outstanding, decent, down-to-earth person, who's an undramatic individual who did all the sensible things in South Dakota and managed this coronavirus better than anybody, even better than Sweden, better than Denmark, who didn't have a lockdown. She didn't have a lockdown. And there, she is outstanding, and she has proven credentials. So the person for 2024, Kirsty Noem. I cannot think of anybody better, considering the other females that are revolting. The list is endless. But what an outstanding, impressive individual, Kirsty Noem. I think I've got her name right. But an article here today about Ethan Huff for Natural News. In order for the coronavirus vaccines to work, the herd would have to be, people would have to be vaccinated every 6 months. Yes, because of the mutation of this kind of thing. But again, not a freaking word out of any government anywhere of preventative medicine. Not a word. Isolate. No treatment. This is absolutely Nuremberg trial stuff. How to wipe out a population if it was deadly. It is dangerous to the elderly and certain categories of people. But to be going along here and chasing their tail, it's like a dog chasing its tail. oh, the infection rate. Well, they're testing more and more people, big deal. And they're saying they reckon there's, what, 800,000? I reckon there's 3 million people infected. And that's a wild, we're just an educated guess, 3-5 million. So what? It's a number of people who come down with disease and tell people to take garlic, vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc. And if you get it, only when you get it, not preparing for it, you take hydroxychloroquine. And that is proven. 100 doctors gave a press conference in Texas saying they were having literally 100% cure rate, success rate with it, with hydroxychloroquine. But this is just insane. And all these hacks, Big Pharma have been working on this for two or three generations of all the positions being taken over by their hacks regarding 1,000 different medical issues. And the NHS in Britain and the private medicine and the university training is controlled and financed by Big Pharma. No argument, no joke. That is the fact. We've been monitoring them for years, years and years and years. It's only wonder we've been attacked on this program. But that is the case. But just read a piece of this article by Ethan Huff, and he's saying mainstream science has determined that Wuhan coronavirus COVID-19 antibodies are seasonal, meaning people who get vaccinated will have to get jabbed again and again in order to maintain testing immunity. Well, their DNA and their immune system being hammered to death in the process. Since you want to build up your immune system, you take zinc, vitamin C, and good quality food, etc., and sensible decisions. Since COVID-19 antibodies are said to degrade every 4 to 6 months, the apparent expectation is that members of the public will agree to get vaccinated annually or possibly even twice a year in order to stay protected. Well, the vaccination industry has 32 vaccinations, one appalling representative of them in California, to give to young people, which would turn them into zombies. Even if people were to get jabbed only once a year at the start of every so-called COVID season, calling it not the flu season, they're now calling it the COVID season, really. What a piece of work. And they've announced in the UK they won't be giving separate figures for the seasonal flu and COVID, they'll just be giving one figure. And they've trashed the death certificate rules. That is Joseph Goebbels propaganda. That's what we're into now. This would help to keep them safe against infection, according to Anthony Fauci. Fauci, imagine quoting Fauci, head of the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases. Well, he's been fired from his government job, and ABC and CNN interviewing as if he was the president. Within the next 6 months, Fauci says COVID-19 vaccines will be ready for mass distribution. Really? They're speculating that they wouldn't be ready until next year, and people should line up to get them in order to stay protected against the virus. God, that's shocking. Even though the COVID-19 reportedly continues to spread during this past summer, suggesting that it is not seasonal, Fauci and other experts are busy laying the ground for a narrative that claims the virus will come back with a vengeance every time it gets cold, just like seasonal influenza. Well, that's why the rapid figures, the increased testing, the increased winter temperature are giving more infection rates. Sure. If you're interested in reading more about what the medical deep state has planned for society as part of the new normal, that appalling phrase, be sure to check out Pandemic News, okay? Regular exposure to coronavirus helps keep antibody levels high. That's the herd immunity factor, I believe. Research conducted by Imperial College London. And this schmuck, Neil Ferguson, interviewed again by the BBC, their favourite interviewee, who's been... imagine, Johnson's still listening to this schmuck. This is the guy who got the foot and mouth figures totally wrong in 2001. And he got this prediction at the beginning of this 1,200% wrong. And they're still interviewing this schmuck, and he's still in position. The death of a Dutch woman who allegedly developed COVID-19 twice before passing away is also being touted as evidence that people will need to be regularly vaccinated on the seasonal schedule in order to keep the novel virus at bay. The ICL analysis, which includes 365,000 randomly selected adults, found in a survey that those exposed to COVID-19 develop antibodies only for a period of time. Eventually, those antibodies disappear. In other words, meanwhile, health care workers repeatedly exposed to COVID-19 were found to have lasting antibody levels, suggested that routine exposure to the virus is actually a good thing. Well, lockdown is most certainly a bad thing. Based on this observation, it would seem as though simply letting the virus run its course, as opposed to continually vaccinating everybody for, we're in the page here, we can, one second, is an optimal way to ensure that the public maintains lasting immunity. We can see the antibodies and we can see them declining, and we know that antibodies on their own are quite protective, says Wendy Barclay, head of Department of Infectious Diseases at ICL. Oh, that ICL is a drug company, I see. On the balance of evidence, I would say, this is quoting her, with what we know for other coronaviruses, it would look as if immunity declines away at the same rate as antibodies decline away. And that is an indication of wanting immunity at the population level, whatever that means. But anyway, they're just, all these hacks are just touting vaccinations. And it's what they're weaned on. It's what they're propaganda is onto believing, including GPs, who wouldn't open their mouth if the Black Death reoccurred. They were told it was the common flu. They called the Black Death the common cold. That's just what you're dealing with. But Finland have come up with an idea. It's pretty good. Hey, these, you know, there's numerous dogs. They can be trained health detection dogs, I think they're called. They can detect kidney trouble. They can detect cancer. Finland's COVID sniffing dog trial, extremely positive, researchers say. Well, that I would have some faith in. Some animals have a sniffing, smelling sense hundreds of thousands of times better than a human. A pilot project using sniffer dogs to provide instant and pain-free coronavirus testing at Helsinki Airport has shown promising early results and proven popular with travelers, researchers have said. The dogs named, whatever they are, Cozy, etc., and Milana, have sniffed swabs taken from 2,200 passengers in the month since the testing booth was set up at the airport's arrival hall, and have found that the virus is 0.6% of travelers. Wow. Well, the Finns are damn sensible people. They really are. And they don't overreact. But although the research is not due for completion until December, the team say the initial findings appear broadly in line with detection rates of the nasal PCR tests also conducted on arrival travelers. They said, we have done 17,000 PCR tests at the airport and less than 1% are positive. Which reminds me, I have here beside me the U.S. patent on the COVID testing system, which was taken out in October 2015, by the Rothschilds. So was this planned? You're damn right it was. And going back to Finland, preliminary experiments in the first major wave of infections earlier in this year suggested the dogs can detect the virus with close to 100% accuracy. Wow, it's worth putting this report by separately. Up to 5 days earlier than the PCR test, and damn cheaper. again, feedback from arriving and passengers who take the free-of-charge test voluntary has been exceptionally positive. Okay. Around 100 travelers a day have been queuing for the test, which involves wiping a swab into the skin, which then put in front of the dog, who quickly pass over the negative sample, will be attracted to a positive one. Okay. Well, that is worth pursuing. It really, really is. Well, and then there's another risk that anybody who agrees to put these apps on their phone, track and trace apps, I mean, they're marked for life. In order to travel, you'll soon be forced to carry a digital certificate that provides proof of medical checkups, screening, DNA swabs, and vaccinations. I can see that coming out. On October 21st, Lance D. Johnson writing this article for Natural News. On October 21st, leaders of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. Okay, I think I hear the music. We're going to a break and we'll be back in a few minutes. Okay.
It's so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Coming back into the break, I should give out the phone number. The phone number, if you have anything to add to this, is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. But, this thing, it's, what the outcome of this is just the deep state noose of technocracy noose around us is tightening ever more. And this is all these crap phrases like the new normal, etc., etc. And people are saying, oh, it's a chance for a reset. And no, it isn't. It's a mega effort now to throw off the garrote of the noose of technocracy, which is in the hands of other people. We're using it, but it's their system, and they are. It's going to be blackmail over vaccinations, over digital passports, et cetera, on multiple levels. And children will be the key device they're blackmailing families with. But this article mentioned, in order to travel, you'll soon be forced to carry a digital certificate that proves proof of medical checkups, screening, DNA swabs, and vaccinations. And they're saying, on October 21st, leaders from the U.S. Center for Disease Control, the CDC, and the U.S. Customs and Border Protection joined government authorities and academics from over three dozen countries at the Heathrow Airport in London. Yeah. And there, the world authorities watched a select group of people subject to test their bodies to medical requirements in order to board United Flight 15 to Newark, New Jersey. The authorities were there to celebrate and endorse the new technology called Common Pass. Oh, isn't that a good phrase? The medical passport is a digital certificate that will soon be required for air travel, public transport, and large stadium gatherings. At first, the digital certificate will be used to verify that each individual has surrendered their body to unreliable COVID-19 nasal probes or DNA swabs. If an individual is not cleared the COVID-19 negative from a doctor, they are not allowed to travel. The Common Pass will force individuals to submit their body sovereignty, consent, and health privacy to a doctor to fulfill all the requirements for travel, which may include various health screenings and vaccinations that are required for entry into each country, state, or province. As if vaccination and some foolproof holy holy stamp of immunity. Absolutely not. Meaning you're a sicker person than ever. We now, and even your life expectancy is in the balance, we now live in a world where every individual is presumed diseased until proven innocent. Yeah, Napoleonic law, guilty until proven innocent. As people give up their liberties for security of common past, they will then be controlled by the body mandates put forth by an international cabal of medical fascists who seek to ownership and surveillance of your body and your DNA. Future requirements for travel will include whatever is deemed necessary for the greater good. Please, oh yeah, communitarianism. Will you give this up for the greater good, wouldn't you? This right and that right. For the greater good, including COVID-19 vaccinations, influenza vaccinations, and a host of injections, etc., etc., etc. Okay, we go to the top of the hour break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.